It went down on a Thursday, in the cafeteria. Porno Kid was serving the meal to the other maximum security inmates. The right two white guys got in line. Kid said wait, he needed to get fresh food. He went around, no one really paying attention. He dropped the first neo-Nazi before the guy ever made a sound. Second had just brought up his tray in bewilderment and the kid was at his throat. The man heard stories later, how the kid, 150 pounds soaking wet, was surprisingly strong. How he sprung on the two white supremacists like a spider monkey, teeth bared, eyes feral while he slashed away at their necks. The arterial spray shot 8 feet. Guys already sitting down didn't know if the red on their shirts was from the two flailing white guys or the marinara sauce on their overcooked spaghetti. Pandemonium ensued. Fellow neo-Nazis springing from their tables and, like the thick-headed Neanderthals they were, going after the nearest Hispanic versus doing anything about the long-armed kids still carving up their fellow gang members. Guards burst into the cafeteria, wielding heavy mattresses and firing knee knockers at anyone stupid enough to stand. Place went to full lockdown, alarms screeching, sirens whirling, while the kid stood up in the middle of the carnage, held up the metal shank in his bloody fist and shrieked, "So don't you buttfuckers ever think about touching me!" It was a glorious moment, the man thought. He was shocked and pleasantly pleased with his prodigy. 2 days later, the kid disappeared, of course. Lot of blood in the laundry room, but no sign of a corpse. Word on the street, don't eat the meatloaf. The state assembled a task force to look into gang issues at the prison after that, and the warden made them sit through a video on racial sensitivity. Afterwards, everyone made a real point of saying, "No, it's really about you, not your fucking race," right before they beat the shit out of someone. The man got to feel good for a few days, before going back to his exciting life of watching paint dry. Now, however, there were whispers and rumors about the mysterious Mr. Bozu. He had friends, he had connections. This Mr. Bozu, no one was quite sure who he was, but even behind bars, he could get things done. The man was satisfied. From within the harsh recesses of solitary confinement, he had done something special. He'd become every prisoner's boogeyman. The man knew now, as he ran each day around the exercise yard, as he passed his time doing push-ups and pull-ups and ab crunches and butt squats, that there would be life after this. He was going to get out. He would return to the world, harder, smarter, tougher than ever before. And it would be good. Once he'd been a boy, he'd obeyed his impulses, but he'd made mistakes. Now, he was a man. He was seasoned. He understood the value of patience, and he knew the legal system inside and out.